Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. I am Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And today, Laura, we're talking about a very interesting man who wrote some very famous books.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which is?
Well, yesterday, remember, we were talking about The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug.
Oh.
And we mentioned that The Hobbit was a book. Mm-hmm. It was also the book written by the same man who did the Lord of the Rings books.
Oh.
Right? Now, this guy is very famous. He's written books that millions of people have read all around the world. I'm sure you can buy these books in many, many different languages.
So
that's right. Who is this person who wrote such famous, loved books? Well, of course, it's J.R.R. Tolkien. That's right. A British writer. We'll find out more about Mr. Tolkien and some of his writing in this story when we come back after the break.
Okay, we'll do that.
Reading. The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. J.R.R. Tolkien didn't set out to be a fantasy author. He was a respected language professor at Oxford University. One day, while he was grading some exams, Tolkien seized a blank piece of paper and wrote the first sentence of The Hobbit. As he developed the story, Tolkien linked it to the poems and tales he wrote during World War I. Tolkien certainly never expected his book to be popular or to become a movie. For the big screen, director Peter Jackson and his team divided The Hobbit into three parts. The Desolation of Smaug is the second, though all three movies were filmed in New Zealand at the same time. The movie makes use of some impressive technology. Actor Benedict Cumberbatch plays both Smaug and the Necromancer, the dark power that controls all the evil creatures in Middle-earth. To bring these characters to life, Cumberbatch wore a motion capture suit that allowed his movements to bring Smaug and the Necromancer to life. With these amazing special effects and its exciting story, The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, aims to take its viewers into a world of excitement and adventure.
Okay, so yes, J.R.R. Tolkien.
Tolkien.
That's his name, that's right. His first name was John Tolkien. It's not rock and roll. I know that, the RR. It's Ronald Rule or Rold or it's some other weird names. Well, most people just call him J.R.R. Tolkien. And it says at the beginning of our story, he didn't set out to be a fantasy author.
He did not.
No. Well, that's weird because he's probably the most famous fantasy author in the whole world. So what did he set out to be? Well, we'll find out. When you set out to do something, that means basically begin. That was your goal. That's what you wanted to do at the beginning of your journey, for example. So you might say, you know, I set out to the store, but then I saw my friends and I ended up playing baseball in the park. Right? So your original plan was to go to the store. His original plan was to not be a fantasy author.
Hmm.
Let's find out more about this phrase, set out, in our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
Hey, long time no see.
Really? I didn't notice that we don't see each other often anymore.
Yeah, I never see you around anymore.
Sorry? I'm just so famous now, after I was on that singing show.
Yeah, you didn't even set out to be a superstar either.
Set out? I didn't go on vacation anywhere.
To set out means to plan or begin to do something.
Got it. Set out means 原先打算. Right. I didn't set out to become famous, but I did.
Hey, who are all those people with cameras over there?
Oh, they're from the newspaper. They take photos of me wherever I go. Smile!
Hey, I didn't set out to be in the newspaper.
All right, so yes, he didn't set out to be a fantasy author. We know, of course, an author is someone who writes books.
Yes.
Fantasy is a style of writing or a style of movies.
Mm.
If you see movies or if you like movies with, you know, swords and magic and dragons and all elves and all that kind of stuff, that's what we're talking about with fantasy.
Mm.
Okay, so for example, we could say The Lord of the Rings is a fantasy book, of course, but so are Harry Potter and Percy Jackson.
Oh, Percy Jackson.
Because they have dragons and magic and all sorts of cool stuff that's not normal.
That's true. Okay. 所以原来一开始呢，这个作者呢，他不是开始想要写有关这个 fantasy 的书哦。嗯、那 set out 就是刚刚我们学到是开始的意思，而 fantasy 其实就是有一些像奇幻的元素哦，像是呢很多奇幻片英文我们就称它为 fantasy movies. Actually, I like a lot of fantasy movies.
Yeah,
especially the ones with Johnny Depp in it. They're like, kind of like strangely cool.
Okay.
It's like Alice in Wonderland.
Oh yeah, he was in that.
Right. And you mentioned Harry Potter. And what about Narnia?
Okay, you know, the, sure. Narnia is fantasy.
Right. And what about Pirates of the Caribbean? Would you say that's fantasy or?
I guess later on. Yeah, the movies start to have magic and, you know, octopus men and all sorts of stuff. So yeah, I guess that could be fantasy.
Well, I guess fantasy movies are just one movie genre.
There one movie other, style, yeah.
That's right. There are other movie genres that I also like.
I like
romantic comedies.
Okay, those are always good.
Because
action movies are popular.
Of course, and I love horror movies the most.
Horror movies,
I know. Are you into those?
I'm not a big fan of those, no. But I like comedy movies, funny movies.
Fun.
So these are all, as you said, genres of movies. Fantasy is one. One that often gets paired with fantasy is sci-fi.
Oh,
science fiction,
sci-fi.
Like Star Wars or Star Trek. Those are often, you know, sort of cousins or something
kind
like that.
Because
it takes a lot of imagination. It happens in an amazing place.
Mm.
Let's get back to J.R.R. Tolkien. So, of course, he didn't want to be a writer, a fantasy author at first.
What did he want to be?
He was actually a respected language professor at Oxford University.
Wow.
That's right. He was an English professor. He was a specialist, especially in the history of English.
Nice.
So if you went back 2,000 years ago, what kind of English would people be speaking back then?
Hmm.
Anyway, so one day while he's working at school, he was grading some exams. All right, that's what professors and teachers do. They grade exams. When you grade something, you give a score to something. Okay, so when you do a test, you give it to your teacher. Then they take it home or they go to their office and they say, yes, right, no, wrong, yes, good. And then they give you, you know, A plus or 92 or something like that. That is to grade an exam. To grade something is to give a score to it. So he's doing that. He's grading his exams.
Really cool.
He's probably kind of bored. Well, he seized a blank of paper and wrote the first sentence of The Hobbit.
Wow.
Just easy
as that.
Just like that, yeah.
Right.
Okay, very interesting. So he seized something. When you seize something, you grab it. And you're not just like taking it carefully. You're sort of grabbing it with some power. You're grabbing it to show, hey, I have an idea, or hey, I really need this, or hey, that's mine, or something like that. So he's just sitting there, grabs a piece of paper, he seizes the piece of paper.
Inspiration, I guess.
Got this idea, exactly. And writes it down. For example, for the word seize, we could say the criminal tried to seize the gun the policeman was holding.
So
they're like fighting for the gun.
That's pretty dangerous.
Like they do in the movies. Very dangerous.
Mm, okay.
Yes.
Now let's take a look at some of the words in Chinese, of course.
Mm-hmm.
好，我们来看一下，原来他一开始呢，我们刚刚提到说，哎，他也不是一个作家，他是一个 professor， 他是一个教授。哎，那有一天呢，他就在这个 grade 是什么呢？就是你在改这个考卷啦，或是评分的时候呢，注意哦，它是当做动词来用哦。他就突然可能灵光一现，就可能他有灵感了。他有一个 idea 了，然后呢，他就很快的就 seize 就是抓住，很快的夺了一张纸，然后就开始写了这个哈比人的第一句话哦。Okay, I'm going to talk about this word grade a little bit by asking you a question.
Sure.
Do you think you grade your students strictly?
I try to. Yeah. I try to. Not in a mean way, but you know, if they make little, even little mistakes. You should note that. You should point it out.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so 其实 Mike 可是一个非常严格的老师，他在改分数的时候可能就会比较 strict, 比较严格哦。那常常呢 ,seize, 刚刚我提到是抓住这样的意思。不过常常呢我们也可以用在一个非常好的一个片语，像是 seize the chance, seize the opportunity, 就是要抓住把握时机这样的意思。
Okay. So as he developed the story,Tolkien linked it to the poems and tales he wrote during World War I. Okay, so he developed the story. That means as he makes the story grow and change, as he writes more of it, then he started to link it to some of the poems and tales he wrote earlier during World War I. Okay, so this is about 100 years ago, where he started writing The Hobbit about 80 years ago, but he'd been a writer before. It's often, people often think writers just have a whole story in their head and they write it down. Well, no, it often takes a lot of writing and rewriting, changing things, throwing things away, bringing them back. And that's what he was doing as he developed this story. He started to use other things he wrote in the past and brought them into the new story.
Okay, 所以呢其实呢我们来看一下它里面有提到说事实上呢它其实在第一次世界大战的时候它有写了一些 poems, 就是一些诗啦所以其实它有一点点再去做一些改写这样子啦。那我们提到 poem, 当然就是诗而 poet, P-O-E-T 呢当然就是诗人这样的意思像是李白 ,he's a really famous poet,a long, long time ago.
Oh, okay.
A tale 这个字哦注意它的拼法是 T-A-L-E, 而不是 T-A-I-L, 它指的就是 story, 就是故事这样的意思。
Exactly. Tolkien certainly never expected his book to be popular or to become a movie, right? He just wrote a cute little book, but suddenly everyone thought it was great.For the big screen, right, let's talk about these days, the big screen, well, we're talking about movies and Hollywood movies. So for the big screen or for the movie version, director Peter Jackson and his team divided The Hobbit into three parts.
Okay, big screen, 大概就是指大荧幕啦。那我们看到就是 director, 其实其中我们就提到这个很有名的这个导演 Peter Jackson 呢他就打算把这个故事分为三部曲所以 divide something into 就是分成几等份这样的意思而 director 当然就是大导演啊像是 Ang Lee or 李安 is one of my favorite directors
He's a very good director, absolutely The Desolation of Smaug is the second of the three Hobbit moviesThough all three movies were filmed in New Zealand at the same time.
Wow.
All right, so they're actually all finished. They finished all the movies. They were filmed, you know, last year or the years before. Although, so of course, we use that kind of like in the same way that we use but.
Right.
Though, although, but, however. We always use this to kind of link together two ideas that seem different, but are actually...very much the same or very much related.
对啊其实虽然我们都想说诶这个故事可能有分三集但是呢事实上这三集都是同时已经完成了是在这个纽西兰拍完的拍摄完毕的。那注意这个 though 啊 although 啊这个虽然呢不可以跟 but 出现在同一个句子哦。那 at the same time 当然就是指同时的意思了。The movie makes use of some impressive technology. Impressive.
Yeah, something impressive is something that makes you go, wow, cool, no way. Okay, so it's something that makes you amazed, makes you very surprised, might fill you with a little bit of wonder, like you can't believe what you're seeing, but also some respect, like, wow, that's really good, or that's really big, or that's really fast, or that's really cool. For example, we could say Taipei 101 is a very impressive building.
Yeah.
Right? You can see pictures of it, but until you actually go to the bottom and look up and realize just how tall it is, and then you kind of feel very small. You think about all the workers, all the people who spent all that time making this giant thing. It's very impressive.
Okay, so make use of 就是使用或者是利用。那我们这里有提到一些 impressive, 就是指让人感到非常钦佩或是印象非常深刻这样意思。那有时候我们提到 impressive, 就会想到它的名词 impression, 像是 first impressions, 就是指第一印象。Hey, I think The Great Gatsby is actually a very impressive movie I've checked out recently.
I haven't seen that
one. You should go check it.
All right. I just read an impressive book that they're going to turn into a movie.
Which
it's called Unbroken.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's not a movie yet. I think Angelina Jolie will be directing.
Oh,
she'll be making the movie, not acting in it, because it's a World War II movie. It's about a guy who crashes in the ocean with almost no one around and about the big adventure and the scary things that happen. Amazing book. I read it on the airplane from beginning to end.
Wow.
Only on the airplane. I couldn't stop, even though I was tired. Very impressive.
And I'm going to check it out as well.
I'm hoping the movie is too.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, back to the movie. Well, actor Benedict Cumberbatch, who's very famous these days for being Sherlock on TV, he plays both Smaug and the Necromancer. He's the bad guy.
Uh-huh.
The dark power that controls all the evil creatures in Middle Earth. So he's like the evil wizard in the story.
Okay, so to bring these characters to life, Cumberbatch wore a motion capture suit that allowed his movements to bring Smaug and the Necromancer to life.
That's right. Movement is, of course, just moving. When you move your arms and your legs, there's movement. For example, we could say, we couldn't see any movement, so we thought the turtle was dead. But then we realized it's just a turtle, and it moves very slow, right? So the movement brings these things to life. We've seen this, right, in movies. They put that funny suit on, they film them with a computer, and then they can turn a person into a monster, into a zombie, into a dragon, whatever. Yes. That's called motion capturing the movements. With these amazing special effects, and of course, its exciting story, The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, aims to take its viewers into a world of excitement and adventure. And if you're there watching it in the movie theater or at home on TV later on, if you're watching something, you are a viewer. If you're watching a movie or TV show, you are a viewer.
Right.
For example, that TV show is popular and has many viewers. Many people like to watch the show.
Okay, viewer 当然就是指观众，不管你是电视机前面的观众，或是去看电影的观众，都是 viewer 哦。Excitement 当然就是刺激跟兴奋。Cool, that brings us to the end of today's article.
That's right. I think I'm going to be a viewer of this movie when it comes out. Will you be?
I am not really a big fan of The Hobbit.
Okay.
But
well, I'll see it. Yeah. And if it's really good, then I'll take you to the movie. And you'll see it then. All right. Well, everyone have a great, great day. We hope you've enjoyed our Hobbit story. But we're going to be back with a chat question.
Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, here's our For You Chat question. I know, Mike, you like to read a lot and you love movies, but do you prefer novels or movies?
Novels.
Novels? That's just like that?
I can't say novels.
Okay, explain.
Well, because in a novel you get so much more than you get in a movie.
That's true.
Novels are amazing. Writers can get into the mind of a person. Whereas in a movie they can just sort of show you what the person does, but you don't always know what they're thinking.
Right.
So novels are interesting that way because you can kind of take another step into a character and you can know their feelings, their thoughts and their feelings and stuff.
Right.
But good movies are still amazing. But I think, you know, if I had to choose, if I could only read books or only watch movies, I think I would choose novels, yeah.
Because I think of all the
good movies they've made out of great novels.
That's true, I agree with you.
Yeah, so
okay, well,
I think that's where I would go. What about you, novels or new movies?
I would go for novels as well.
Novels too, there you go. So reading is not so bad. In fact, it can be very interesting. What about you guys? Do you prefer novels or movies? Have a chat about that.
The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. J.R.R. Tolkien didn't set out to be a fantasy author. He was a respected language professor at Oxford University. One day, while he was grading some exams, Tolkien seized a blank piece of paper and wrote the first sentence of The Hobbit. As he developed the story, Tolkien linked it to the poems and tales he wrote during World War I. Tolkien certainly never expected his book to be popular or to become a movie. For the big screen, director Peter Jackson and his team divided The Hobbit into three parts. The Desolation of Smaug is the second, though all three movies were filmed in New Zealand at the same time. The movie makes use of some impressive technology. Actor Benedict Cumberbatch plays both Smaug and the Necromancer, the dark power that controls all the evil creatures in Middle-earth. To bring these characters to life, Cumberbatch wore a motion capture suit that allowed his movements to bring Smaug and the Necromancer to life. With these amazing special effects and its exciting story, The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, aims to take its viewers into a world of excitement and adventure.
Vocabulary Review.
Fantasy. My brother loves to read fantasy books about magic and adventure. Grade. The teacher stayed up all night grading his students' test papers. Seize. She seized her young son's arm when he tried to run around in public. Impressive. Taipei 101 is an impressive building to many tourists. Movement. A ballet dancer's movements are designed to be graceful and beautiful. Viewer. This TV show is now popular and has many viewers in Taiwan.